This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Norma Alicia Wilson. Date of birth, March the 9th, 1970. Case ID number is 8196778. Date of exam, October the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 8/10/2023 and from Amar Longoria, family nurse practitioner, dated 10/31/2022. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old separated female with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetic peripheral neuropathy and hand and wrist problems secondary to rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since 1992. She was a provider for 4 years and worked at El Pato for 1 year. She also worked at the Echo Motel for 2 years, as well as value of freezing for 3 years. During the time that she did work, she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her dog, and she is receiving disability benefits, which she has received for approximately 4 years. Allegation number one, peripheral neuropathy. Number two, hand and wrist problems / rheumatoid arthritis. History of allegations. Number one, peripheral neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2021, she has been diagnosed with diabetes mellitus type 2 and has had symptoms of numbness and soreness of her hands, feet, and areas where she has numbness and tingliness. She is presently not taking any medications such as medication for diabetic polyneuropathy. She does take Tramadol, APAP, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams QD, and folic acid, 1 milligram QD. She states her symptoms are ongoing, and she is presently not taking any medications for her diabetes at this time. Allegation number two, hand and wrist pain secondary to rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and hand and wrist pain. X-rays were performed as well as lab tests, which confirmed her diagnosis. She was diagnosed as having rheumatoid arthritis, and she has had a fracture of the right ankle in the past. She states that she also has problems with her arms and knee areas. The claimant was on Enbrel for 2 months, but did not feel good with the medication and is no longer taking that injection. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. But she states now the pain is every other day. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She cannot walk up the stairs. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She does shower by herself, but with difficulty, and she does have a provider who helps to clean and cook for her at this time. She has no assisted devices, and her physician is Dr. Manzur Yazi. She is presently on methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 3 tablets Q week, folic acid, 1 milligram QD, Tramadol, APAP, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, and ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD. She states the only activity she does is basically walking the dog. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, and caring for her dog at this time. She did bring the dog with her to the office visit. Family history. The father has had hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and osteoarthritis. Her mother had coronary artery disease and hypertension. Medications, methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 3 tablets Q week, folic acid, 1 milligram QD, tramadol, APAP hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams QD. Medical problems, diabetes mellitus with diabetic peripheral neuropathy, type 2, essential hypertension, benign, familiar combined hyperlipidemia, fibromyalgia, hypertensive heart disease without heart failure, immunodeficiency due to conditions of rheumatoid arthritis. Internal derangement of the left knee, knee sprain with cruciate ligament anterior tear, nicotine dependence, morbid obesity, osteoarthritis, and rheumatoid arthritis. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy and C-section times 3. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 32 years. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does have a history of using marijuana and cocaine. She denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. She has not used marijuana or cocaine since 1990. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 193 pounds, height 5 feet and 1 half inch tall, BP 138 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 38. General. This is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After after the third sentence, the claimant has most of her teeth missing at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does wear corrective glasses. However, she forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple skin lesions where she has had multiple superficial abscesses all over her body with scars noted secondary to poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. It was noted that she is not taking any medications for her diabetes right now and is not checking her blood glucose levels. She also did have tattoos all over her body. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claim is gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? After functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild aches and pains of her hands, which is being treated with methotrexate and appears to be well controlled. The claimant is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and mild rheumatoid arthritis, which is being controlled with medication at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, peripheral diabetic neuropathy, not being treated with medications for diabetes or any kind of medication for nerve pain, appears to be mild at this time. Number two, hand and wrist problems secondary to rheumatoid arthritis, being treated with medication and appears to be very well controlled. The claimant is a diabetic and is not being treated for her diabetes at this time, which might be causing other problems in her body system. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Norma Alicia Wilson.